Hey, you're welcome. I'm accepting your praise in advance. This is Medium Clever. I'm your host, Brett Medill. With me is my co-host, Big Papa Sexy, the Beast from the Least, the Peppermint Louse, Sean Stewart. Can I get an amen, Sean Stewart?
Amen.
Our producer, minding the switches and knobs, the people's champ, Brad Bobby. Can I get an amen?
Double amen.
And today's guest, this man shares an occupation with our Lord, our true Savior, the one true Son of God, Jesus Christ, Caleb Friesen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right.
Yeah. That's also Han Solo, too. I thought you were going to... He was a carpenter.
Han Solo was a carpenter?
Yeah.
Like, really? Before he was a ruffian and, yeah. and smuggler?
Yeah.
Well.
Him and the Wookiee, they ran a trade together. And then smuggling just made more money.
Yeah, you know, like you're building houses for some Bothans, and they're like, Bothans don't have any money. They can't pay for these houses.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know. I'm picking a random Star Wars race that popped into my head. I'm just trying to roll with the riff here.
All right,
Han Solo. Are you saying that you'd prefer to be compared to Han Solo than to Jesus?
Yeah, well, they're both great people, but they're probably, you know, just
they
as fictional.
Have their flaws.
I mean, at least Han got laid.
Well, you know, I mean, Jesus Christ probably got laid.
He probably did, you know, but we don't know for
he
sure.
He could go to the whorehouse, cure all their herpes, and then fuck them all.
And he'd be good to go, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus never gets herpes.
And you're like, I got the wine.
Or does
water,
he just,
Jesus.
The period in the Bible where it's not covered in Jesus' life is like he was really selfish, like he was selfish dick Jesus, like he knew he had powers, but he wasn't sharing them with everyone yet. Yeah. So like he was going to the whorehouse and he was fucking all the prostitutes, but he wasn't curing theirs. He was just taking care of himself after he left. He'd be like, "Oh, look at all the herpes I got." Nope. Thanks,
it's
me.
Kind of a dick move.
Yeah, it's literally a dick move.
I've always thought like a dick move would kind of be like going forwards and then backwards and then forwards and backwards. Like somebody like hey man, I'm gonna go to your party. Nah, I changed my mind. Oh yeah, I'm gonna go to your party. You know what, dude? That's a dick move you're pulling right now.
Absolutely. I'm just kind of thinking, I'm going like, oh, what other things weren't covered in the Bible in that period of Jesus' life? I'm not sure. Probably a lot of fishing. He seemed to hang out with a lot of guys that were fishing.
He'd be like walking on the water when he's fishing, and like stroll out.
Yeah, he wouldn't need a boat.
And imagine like picking up bitches like
this. Like a hot. Yeah.
go for a walk on the beach and then on the water.
I'll carry you. He's been known to carry people across beaches, right?
I don't know.
That's probably in the Bible somewhere.
Point
and
is,
then
probably,
Jesus carried him across the water, and it was good.
Han Solo and Jesus Christ.
Han Solo and Jesus Christ. Carpenters. Caleb Friesen, carpenter. Caleb Friesen is a local stand-up comic. If you've been out to the open mics, you've seen him. You've laughed. You've enjoyed his presence, his comedy, his good looks.
All right.
Right. Right.
Quit hitting on me.
Okay.
We can make out after.
Okay. I like to, I gotta make sure my guests know I appreciate them. gotta nuzzle on up, you know?
I hate compliments, man. Like,
yeah,
you're so I'm funny. Not, fuck you.
I'm not big.
That was a shitty set.
Yeah, you know, I'll do, that's kind of how I come off the stage every single time. I'm just like, I was fucking, fuck. Fuck that. That was fucking terrible.
I used to always like compliment every comic, like whoever I thought did a joke. But I don't know, it just got old after a while.
Yeah, because
like, you see them all the time, and they always have good jokes.
And, and sometimes it's nice to get criticism. I don't know, I'm just trying to find like a bad joke. Dude. No, I don't do that. Just kidding.
It'd be great every night. Just like,
I should try that sometime.
That one really failed, eh?
Yeah. You know, of all the
that
jokes
was the worst
tonight,
set.
I swear, that was the worst one. Yeah. And you could time it, too. Be like, well, that took the longest to perform. Like, that was like a four-minute joke with no laughter. That was by far.
Really took it to new heights.
That was the least efficient joke I heard all night.
Yeah, I've got 4 minutes of my life gone.
Zero laughs.
Waiting.
Like whenever someone who shows up who's just a crackerjack at the open mic who's going to, like, you know, sit on the stage in a Yogi Bear sweater or whatever, just in silence, or spout off some crazy or... I mean, it's always good for a laugh as long as there's only, like, one of those people on the bill and any given night. And as long as they don't just keep showing up and doing it over and over again, like, that works. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's nice to have, like, switch it up a little. Change gears halfway through a night with some real fucking nut bar. I don't know. I'm in favor of that, personally.
Not bar every once in a while is a good time. I think tonight will be good because it's the St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, St. Paddy's Day.
Everyone will have a story or something.
Well, I don't know. People might still be drinking.
Yeah.
Like me.
It's really St. Paddy's weekend if you think about
it. Just keep it going.
Why?
I mean, it started on Saturday, but everybody knows it's going to end on Monday.
Yeah.
What saint would be like, yeah, let's all just get drunk? Like,
St. Patrick, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know how the saint becomes exactly associated with drinking.
Yeah. So we should, like, celebrate it like the alcoholics, like just the bums in the street one day.
Yeah.
Like, make that a thing.
Like, is St. Patrick the patron saint of alcoholics?
I don't know.
I think Irish people were just like, St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick kind of sounds Irish, let's just drink on this day.
Because I'm pretty sure
they just kind of pass that around the world.
I'm pretty sure it's not actually, like, a big deal in Ireland. I'm pretty sure it's like a thing that's most... Well, I don't think it's as big in Ireland as everyone thinks it is. I think it's like as big here as it is anywhere. Like,
I should have probably looked into it before the show.
Who wants to do research? Yeah. Research, like, come on.
Off the cuff.
This show, all the time. We're not... This isn't a show that's got a lot of preparation that goes into it. The people that are out there that are listening, there's 3 or 4 of them at least. They know
at
this
the
already.
Most six.
Six, maybe six, but
that's
but, apparently one of them is an editor at the University of Winnipeg's student newspaper. So a big shout out to, I think it was Nick, an editor at the Uniter, who is apparently a listener.
Not every Nick, just the one Nick
who's an editor. Not all the Nicks at the U of W, though if you go to the U of W and your name happens to be Nick and you're not an editor at the Uniter, I will still thank you for listening.
For sure.
So
I think that's only fair.
Yeah, all Nicks. You know what? You don't even have to go to the U of W. And you're, if
your name doesn't even have to be Nick.
Your name doesn't even, it's not, Nick is not a requirement. If you're listening to this, you know what? I'm not going to patronize you by thanking you for listening to this.
Yeah.
You know what?
They're like, yeah.
Come on. We know what's going on here.
They're this getting compliments, and they're like, same way I get compliments.
Yeah. They're just like, what's this guy doing? He's just wasting time right now.
So it's St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah. We should have a holiday for smoking pot. We can call it St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Well, is that,
well, that could also April just 20th? Be St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah,
420. April 20th could be.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Could be St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, all right. I forgot about it.
So it's the St. Patrick's Day episode. And,
sure.
Would this be our first official drunk cast?
I think that we've had beverages while we were podcasting before.
I think with the Hewan one, we also were drinking.
Yeah, I don't think drinking has been unusual.
It's a little too early to be drunk.
Yeah, that's
early.
You know what? You're right.
Early.
The other podcasts that we've recorded that we've been drinking were in the evening.
That's true.
It's like 2:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday following St. Patrick's Day, and we're drinking.
Yeah, I still gotta be drinking. It's fine. 9 o'clock tonight. I gotta pace myself. Man.
Well, yeah, just very nice.
A lot of
slow and steady. Slow and steady through the day. We'll get there.
We should do one of these at like 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That would be when shit goes bananas at 2 in the morning. Not tonight, though. That's fucking... I need sleep.
Yeah. It's important for you to get your sleep.
I need my sleep. Yeah.
Yeah? What happens if you don't sleep, Sean?
I haven't been sleeping as much as usual when it gets nice out. I'm like, gotta go outside. Enjoy the weather.
Yeah. Yeah, true enough.
Yeah, well, they were... I don't know. I'd prefer some sunlight than it is today, but yeah, I don't. But what I, you know, what I really don't like, I really don't like it when they discuss the weather on podcasts.
Oh shit! Well, it is kind of weird. It is a surprisingly
warm.
Yeah,
no, it's great.
And I do want to talk about the apocalyptic nature.
Oh, the apocalyptic nature of the weather. No, that's a different story, though. That's a fun thing to talk about.
We're all gonna die.
It's very possible. And it's gonna be weather's fault.
Oh, that's the beginning. It's too warm. This is clearly death is upon us.
What's the most likely cause then?
Of the weather?
Of the death.
Oh.
Of the apocalyptic death.
What of all the elements that the weather is going to cause to kill us, which element is going to kill the most people?
I don't know, man.
Flood? How about a flood?
Yeah, let's go with flood.
Floods. Yeah, floods? There's a lot of water. I'm going to go with flood. What? There is
a
lot.
You know how.
Look how many bodies of different types of water we got.
Fucking water is everywhere.
It's everywhere.
You've seen this shit?
If you've seen water, chances are you will drown. In the apocalyptic drowning. Where am I going with this?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it's the fucking trees.
This is the St. Patrick's Day episode.
Oh, man. This one beer has got me like right to where I was last night. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
It's all it took. It's a story. Oh, so yeah, this is going to be the really focused
this
podcast.
This is the 15-minute podcast.
Yeah.
Where we edit like an hour out.
This is the podcast that gets edited down to 3 seconds. It'll just be, you're welcome.
Whatever. It. Let's bust out some of these cool news articles I found.
Okay, let's hear what's in the news, Sean.
What's in the news? Well, this is March 2018th? Sorry?
March 18th. Currently, yes.
A little drunk. I found these news articles. One was a Texas teenager was charged in the stabbing of his friend after a Ouija board told him to do it.
they were holding a seance?
They were holding little seance. There was three of them. Moving the Ouija board, it says to stab his friend, and he stabs his friend. There was another person there who said the person who stabbed the other kid would just say, like, just fall, just say you fell on the knife. Like, don't say I stabbed you, because that sounds nuts.
but the Ouija board says that we had to.
I guess so. I was just like, stab your friend.
Well, they were like, they're probably like, should I stab him? Like, I want to know who was the guy that asked the question. That.
Yeah.
And then they all had their fingers on, right? And then the guy. The guy that's getting stabbed could have been like, no.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And could have just pushed it.
The real question here is like, which of the other two guys was the one? It's like a, was it the stabber who was like, okay, I really want to stab this guy.
No, I can't do this.
But
I
got to come,
Ouija board,
I gotta come up with a way that'll allow me to stab this guy that will let me get off scot-free. And if I say, hey, I know it looks bad, but the Ouija board told me to. They'll get it. They'll understand that I didn't have a choice.
Oh, man.
Or was it the other guy who wasn't involved going like, I'm going to see if I can make one of these guys stab the other one. See how dumb these two assholes are.
The cops were quoted as saying, these are bizarre events.
That's all the cops had to say.
They were quoted as saying that. No, like, well, one of them is clearly insane. No, this is crazy.
That
board game, they should be suing Hasbro right now.
That does kind of remind me of a story you hear like every year or two. You'll hear a story about some guy and his girlfriend where she accidentally like stabs him in the chest with a huge knife in accidentally during like escalating sexual adventures. Like, like they're having some weird escalating knife play sex and.
And they just get
somebody gets stabbed.
That's why you got to practice safe sex
and safe Ouija. Put condoms on your fingers, kids.
That wouldn't help.
The Ouija board's not safe. Hey, if you put condoms on your fingers when you use the Ouija board, ghosts can't invade your body.
But they can still invade the Ouija thing.
Well, you want them in the Ouija thing. The important thing is to keep them there, Sean.
Oh, okay, right. I gotcha.
Like it's like a Ghostbusters containment unit if you wear the condoms on your fingers. Okay, let's take a break.
Let's take a break, then we'll go to the next one. And welcome back.
Welcome back.
This is the St. Patrick's Day episode.
St. Patrick's. Caleb Friesen's in the house.
Caleb Friesen.
Hello.
Brett Medill.
Ladies.
Hi.
Sean Stewart.
Sean Stewart.
Gentlemen.
People's champ.
People's champ. Brand Bobby. So we're just going
honored
through...
Honored guests and associates.
We're just going through a couple articles that I thought was a little funny and weird.
But... Yeah.
What
okay.
is that cheesy
no,
to continue. Say?
No, no, just never mind.
Was that cheesy to say?
I thought it was funny. Go for it.
Anyways, a teen in Arkansas thought it would be funny to text a random phone number saying, "I hid the body. Now what?" But the only thing is, which is that's kind of funny, right?
Yeah.
But she accidentally texted it to a police officer. She texted a random phone number.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out to be a police officer. Yeah.
And then what happened?
She got into a lot of trouble after that for some odd reason.
No, she shouldn't. That's free speech, man. That.
Well, I guess it's free speech, but if you say something like, I hit the
cop to figure it out, though?
Like, I don't know. I only read the article, like the top of the article. I didn't really...
Might have
the
been
state
like,
expanded...
Where are you? Oh, was this a prank? Okay.
No, yeah.
there's like a $5 million in taxpayer money invested in a manhunt.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're gonna throw that little girl in jail.
Yeah.
It's like a 12-year-old girl just like
no, yeah,
randomly
I think,
texting people.
I think it was figured out pretty quickly. Because
it came up in the caller ID. Like
yeah,
Rachel yeah. Smith says
Rachel Smith on Facebook says pranking dudes.
It's the thing with caller ID. I remember I used to crank call at people before caller ID. That was a great time.
Nobody knew.
Yeah. It was just like you could call people and they couldn't do fuck all about it.
Yeah.
Anarchy ensued.
Now if you prank call someone and don't use a blocked number, you can like find out their Facebook and just like slander them all the time.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole. Why do you call me at 12?
Now instead of prank calling, the only thing you have is to like... I guess, you know what, it went from prank calling to, like, it became a thing once there was caller ID, and then it was, like, you could still go to, like, people would go to chat rooms, you could go to a chat room online, you could pretend you were somebody else, that was, like, a way to do, like, a prank.
You could still fuck with people pretty hard, like, if you made, like, a fake Facebook profile, like, a hot chick or something, you went on a bunch of married guys' profiles and just be like, hey, thanks for last night, hon. You could, like, ruin somebody's day so hard, easily, and it's like 2 seconds, I could do that.
In 2 seconds, you can leave a one-sentence note for some guy, and it's like, sure, it's bullshit, but... There will be a conversation later as a result of this.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, for sure.
Something's going to happen.
It doesn't matter what, you know, if the girl has like complete trust in her boyfriend or, you know, like 100%, she's still going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. No doubt.
Who's Chelsea from Halifax? Who's this bitch?
What would be a good made up name? Bonnie All-Star or something. Like, Bonnie. Something like
who's
really
Tom Selleck.
Who's she's pussy galore? Yeah.
Like she's on a stripper pole and shit. Like,
yeah, you're just using some stock photo of a stripper from Google image search.
Put like a bunch of money signs in a thank you. Like, oh, you're
that is such a good prank.
Oh,
Facebook profile for a hooker. Leaving like customer feedback. Yeah.
Thanks for the $1,000. What?
Thanks for the $1,000 and the fucking.
You don't want to be too specific. You gotta leave something to the imagination.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Thanks for the fucking still sounds pretty funny. No,
the guy's like, obviously, it's a prank. She's like, well, yeah.
Well, sure.
You gotta be like,
thanks for the fucking. Yeah, it's a prank. Clearly. Any more news, Sean?
You want me to stab Facebook? What? I got one more. The Rochester Institute for Technology was placed on lockdown Friday after a man with an umbrella was mistaken for a man with a gun. How do you fuck it up that bad? Like, umbrellas do not look like guns in any way.
Yeah, and that's pretty quick to be like, hey, is that a gun?
Yeah.
No, the umbrella. Done.
Well, the Rochester Institute of Technology has actually undergone lockdown already 417 times this year. Every time an old man with a cane walks by, lockdown. Somebody's delivering flowers next door. Lockdown.
There's a group of terrorists coming from the old folks' home.
Lockdown.
What's your favorite bird?
That one that goes, Other than that one that goes,
tweet, 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 tweet.
Oh, yeah. I know which one you're talking about. I have no idea what it's called, but I've heard those constantly.
Just the loon sound.
The loon.
That's a cool sound.
For sure. What about the loony?
And the like an eagle loony, or like a hawk, a like that shrieking sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking. Like still like a little bit of dinosaur screech. In them. Like,
yeah. Just like motherfucker.
This is what we do.
Welcome back to Medium Ornithology. I'm your host, Brett Medill.
Oh, it's a little clever. It's the alcohol in me.
Oh, it's the alcohol in everyone. We've all got it going on. Birds.
Have you ever seen that video of the honey badger?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That fucker is nuts.
Hey, are we done with the news articles?
Yeah, I have no more.
Okay.
I just had the three.
He had a few ideas. That Whatever. It. It's all good.
But this...
Well, I skimmed over one article where a guy was like, I don't know what he was doing, but a pile of pinto beans fell on him and killed him. Which is
death by pinto beans.
Death by pinto beans.
Global warming. Great. Global warming did it.
That sucks.
That does kind of suck. Yeah.
But his kids are probably really sad about that. I would, you know, can never eat a pinto bean.
Yeah, they'll be on Maury a couple of years later. Like, I'm afraid of pinto beans.
All the kids at school be like, hey, want a pinto bean?
Yeah.
No!
No, a number of those will kill me.
Or it'll be the opposite, and they'll do is eat pinto beans for the rest of their life. They'll just be malnourished from a diet of 100% pinto beans.
Well, that's good dietary fiber for you, though.
Oh, okay, so they won't die of colon cancer.
No. No.
I've got a couple news things.
Oh, okay.
Okay, shoot.
Sure.
Apparently, in London, they got really drunk on St. Paddy's Day, and they rolled over a car, and they set it on fire, and all the riot police were there, and they were apparently not stopping them. They just were like, well, let's just hold back a bit. It was funny because people were criticizing me, like, well, the police were there, and they just let them go to town. And they waited till like 4 in the morning, then they started arresting people.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And I was like, well, if I was a cop, and I mean, you know, if it was that fucking nuts, apparently they're throwing propane tanks on this thing, and they're just like.
But London doesn't have guns either, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's London. It was London, Ontario. So that was.
Oh.
That's Canadian. That's Canadian St. Patrick's Day right there.
You'd think they lost the Stanley Cup or something.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
What? The Jets? Winnipeg has the Jets back? Let's just fucking riot or something.
We're rioting. Why? Because we love St. Patrick's Day. It's like, you're not even upset about anything. Like, Rodney King gets beat up. Riots. Yeah. Vancouver loses the Stanley Cup. Riots.
We're drunk.
We like drinking. Riots. Okay. We're not protesting anything except sobriety.
So, apparently, there's a lot of solar flares these days. You guys hear about these? It's 2012 now, and that's one of the things they're talking about. The Mayan prediction is that every 7 years we get these influx of solar flares.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I was reading up on it, and the technical term is coronal mass ejection.
Ooh.
And doesn't that sound like way too dirty?
Yeah.
Like, to me, it sounds like the sun is like getting off on the planet, and it just takes like 7 years of foreplay.
Sun ejaculating. Yeah.
7 years of foreplay, and then the sun's like, yeah. Take this, Earth.
Yeah. I was thinking like it would be funny to like. You know those compilation videos on the internet, but like the porno ones, the compilation videos, to like every once in a while throw in like a shot of a solar flare.
Solar flare.
And just be like, well, that theory makes sense, you know? And like people look at Northern Lights and they're like, oh, it's so beautiful. No, man, that's space jizz. That's all it is.
Space jizz.
And it's funny too, because I was reading up on it. And
space jizz.
This stuff goes everywhere, right? Like it's just solar wind. Like it's not just at the planet Earth. It's to the other planets, and it's just like this. Wow. This time is that now it's Earth's time, and when it hits our magnetosphere or whatever, it travels down the poles. So that's why it's either the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis, or the Southern Lights, whatever. You can look it up.
Once you committed to the Northern Lights was Aurora Borealis, I was really waiting to see if you were going to have the Southern Lights.
In my head is like, you just make something up, man. Aurora Schnicky Bowers. I was thinking, like, it's developing this joke. It's like the North Pole is kind of like one end, like one hole, and the other end is like the other hole. I was thinking, well, what our end would probably be the asshole, because I know we look at it like we're on the top because that's the way our globes are made. But look at like Manitoba and like how it's kind of like the toilet and it all. Like, look at Antarctica; it's all pretty, it's all nice and clean. Like, that's the vagina, clearly, of the planet.
Yeah, for sure.
So this is like when we get Northern Lights. That's like the sun being dirty and going anal.
It's like Santorum or something.
Yeah.
That's
appropriate and timely.
Google Santorum.
Yeah. I can define Santorum. Santorum is a politician, and Santorum is also the... How is it defined exactly? I think it's defined as the frothy mixture of semen, lubricant, and feces that are the byproduct of anal sex.
Yeah.
Santorum.
And now you know.
And they named that, they decided to name that after a particular politician who is currently running for president. Let's all hope he wins. So that he can outlaw everything that's fun. No more sex. No more everything. What else is fun? There's other things that are fun, right? No?
Skydiving.
Skydiving, yes. Antoine outlaw skydiving.
I've gone skydiving.
You've gone skydiving?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Oh, man, it's mind-blowing.
Point proven.
Until you jumped out of a plane. Holy shit.
I bet.
Just the once?
Twice.
Twice?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, without a tandem, just by myself.
Oh, unassisted.
Oh, and Steinbeck. I got to see Steinbeck from like 5,000 feet or whatever. Nice.
How does Steinbeck look from 5,000 feet?
Still pretty flat, pretty boring, but, you know, this jumping out of the plane part was pretty fucking crazy.
I bet.
So from that height, did you have to like pull your own ripcord or anything, or was it like as you were jumping out, it was happening?
He takes the pilot chute, which is basically like a little paper bag that pulls the rest of the parachute out when you, and then you climb out onto the wing, and then you hang onto it, like you hang onto the strut that holds the wing up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then you just look up and let go, and then he throws it out with you, and then you just hope that there's holes in it. And doesn't fuck up when it unloads, and it's like the most awesome experience when it's all good and you're just like you in the sky. It's like quiet, like there's no plane, there's just you and floating in the air.
That's cool.
I would highly recommend it.
I still don't know if I can do that.
No, it's like $100. It's fucking done.
No, it's like $100. Don't worry, just jump out of a plane.
Yeah, what else you got want to do in your life? I don't know. Fuck.
Is there a way I can be mauled by tigers for $100?
Mauled by tigers?
Yeah. Why it's intense. You got to do it, man.
Yeah, but that sucks. That's not floating in the sky.
Yeah,
Sean.
That's true.
Come on.
That's true. I would like to float in the sky.
That is pretty cool. I want to try out one of those... jetpack things that they have now. Yeah. Well, it's like the water thing, like it trails around you in the water and it shoots out water, and it can go up to like 50 feet or whatever. It's kind of like not high, but you know, it's still the sense of floating and
for sure
jetpacking.
Well,
that'd be pretty awesome.
Who wouldn't want to do some jetpacking?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you gotta be like half dead inside if you don't want to.
Yeah. That's what they promised us in the 50s. They had all the videos in the future. By 2000 we will be flying around in jetpacks.
We'll have robot slaves. Well, robot butlers, not slaves.
Robot butlers. You will have whatever
slaves
sounds
like
they
Roombas.
Don't want to do it.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Roombas kind of are robot kind of slaves.
Butler. It's on the way there.
Yeah. Almost. Because all they do is just clean up after you. Who wants to do that?
Well, it'd be cool if I could like climb up and fucking...
I guess
like,
it is pretty much cool.
Wipe down the counter, do your dishes. And
need a Roomba that can clean the oven.
Yes.
A Roomba that does bathrooms.
I need an oven cleaner.
Like a Roomba insect that can climb in the toilet and like scrub.
Yeah, like a spider Roomba.
Patent pending.
What you do is we know the biotechnology is the way we're going. We just need to somehow create the a version of the alien monster from the alien movies and merge that with a cleaning product. And then we'll be fine.
And make it not so violent?
Well, yeah, I know. It'll be like a calm version.
It'll be like a duct cleaner.
Like it doesn't have, instead of like an interior set of jaws that's going to like,
it has like a
smash your skull. Yeah, it's like a toilet really plunger.
High intensity sponge or yeah, plunger. Sure. Yeah,
why not?
That works. That's going to take a lot of bioengineering.
You'd buy a cleanup alien. You'd
I would. Do it. Yeah. How much? Sure. How much would they be?
$100 million.
That's way too much.
Bill Gates will have 3.
Of course he will. He's a 100 millionaire.
He's like a billionaire.
He's like a 100 billion millionaire.
I don't think anybody's a 100 billion billionaire.
No, 100 billion millionaire.
Is there any 100 billionaire?
I don't think anybody has a 100 billion. Well, maybe.
Should look it up.
Bill Gates probably
has like 70 or 80, so there might be somebody sheiks, has over 100. Yeah, sure.
Well, it's Middle Eastern
some
sheik
guy.
Yeah, pretty rich.
It's just whatever. Those are numbers that the human brain can't actually fathom when they get that big. Like, you just, it's just,
I don't know. You just gotta get used to it.
You just start comparing. You're just going like, well, what's $1 billion buy you? That's the only way you can figure out like how big those numbers are. Like, it's just our brains aren't really made to compute these things.
Oh, why not?
It's ridiculous.
What do you mean they can't? I've heard that a lot, and I think that it's kind of bullshit because I think even if you're talking about like 100 trillion light years away,
mm-hmm.
I could still put that into.
Yeah, like actual numbers.
You know, and well, yeah. I mean, sure, that's like from like my walk to the park times. You know, like it's such a huge amount, but it's still plausible. You know, mm-hmm. you just keep going.
Distances, did they find the end of pi yet?
No, there's no end to pi.
Is there, what?
And you know what?
Still people looking?
There should never be an end to pi.
Why would there be?
I don't know.
It's irrational. He doesn't need to be. Doesn't can't put it in a box. Can't define it. Can't define it infinitively.
I'd hate to be the one guy looking for the end of pi.
What would you do when you find it? You'd just be like, "Yep, there it is."
Life is finally over. All right.
That's like,
what's the point?
That's the last thing that happens right before the world ends.
You make like a small article and be like, "Guy finds the end of pi." Oh me, oh my!
Hooray!
Let's all have some pie. And drink it with some rye. What a guy.
In the sky.
All right, you get your PhD. I've been working on this for my PhD since 1936. I finally found the end of pi.
It's 2.
Turns out it's the crust.
It's 2. Or maybe it's just been passed down generation to generation.
Like the PhD study?
Yeah. Like it isn't finished yet, but it's just been going
just been
for
like
hundreds of years.
There's been one family of scholars since the ancient Roman times trying to define pi. Down and down and down the line.
Yeah.
Guess they would have to commit suicide if they found pi. Doubt. If they finally figured it out. They'd be like, well, no reason for our entire genetic line to exist anymore.
No, they just move on to like cake.
We celebrated Pi Day recently too, ain't?
314?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Tuesday.
But really, at what point in the day or is it most appropriate?
I don't know. I've seen a couple of things. They're saying the year. What was it? What's after 314? 1857? Or something? No, 15. They're saying that year where they probably had a great time because it would have been 314. Okay. Nobody knows the last.
I don't know anything. Past 3.14. That's all I got.
I thought you guys were like, kind of like smart type. Apparently, you're as dumb as I. All right.
You misjudged.
Totally. Yeah, we're real. Like, that's why the show is called Medium Clever, because we're so smart. And anyone who's listening knows from our previous episodes that we're very intelligent, extremely intelligent. Nothing that we talk about here is ever the stupidest possible thing.
It's just I've never needed to use anything past 3.14. You know, like you learn pi and it's like, okay, got it.
Pretty much.
Did you ever see that thing on the internet where if you take like the numbers 3.14 and you like flip it over, you can spell out pi?
Oh.
You should see it on the internet when you take the picture and you just flip it.
Okay.
Is there like a conspiracy behind that?
No, it's just
just kind of cool.
There can't be enough conspiracies.
Enough talk about pie. Let's go eat some pie.
I love pie.
Do you have munchies. Pie? Let's get some
pie. I don't have any pie. I'm sorry.
Disappointed.
Yeah. But, I mean, man. I've been drinking this Guinness, and this Guinness is almost as thick as, like, a pie. It's kind of like drinking a beer pie. Beer pie. No.
Pie-flavored beer? That'd be pretty...
Pie beer?
What kind of pie, though?
Apple. An apple pie. Well, like a cinnamon...
Apple pie. Apple cinnamon pie.
Yeah.
Beer. Sure.
I'd
be awesome.
It'd be like a cider, really.
Yeah.
Let's just go get some cider.
Yeah, just have some apple cider. Yeah, why the fuck you... It's an apple pie in a glass.
Pie day to go drinking some apple cider. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Apple cider and some whipped cream. There, you're having pie into apple it. Pie drink.
You ever think that the whole kiss me, I'm Irish thing seems a little, like, wrong? Like, it's like a little bit weird to say that.
Yeah. No, you totally.
Know?
I'm
like,
with
if
you.
I was Irish and I'd just be like, kiss me and I'm Irish, it's like... You know,
how does your nationality mean that you are deserving of my affection?
Yeah, it's like, fuck me, I'm French. I don't know. Can I wear that shirt? Nobody
else do that.
Oh man, I seen this guy at the club last night. He had a shirt that said, "I love drunk sluts," and he was like this really unattractive looking guy. And I was like, oh, okay, buddy, yeah, good luck with that.
Like, drunk women are just gonna come up to me,
yeah,
like,
be like, oh, this guy is gonna love me because I am a drunk slut. She's got a shirt on that says, "I'm a drunk slut." Yeah. Like, oh, you! And, like, they point at each other. And they,
it's like it's like a message board game on the internet where these people are all part of the message board and they each wear their drunk slut shirts. And then if they happen to see each other in public, it's like, holy shit, you're from the message board. And then they bang.
So it happens.
Yeah. So it's a fun internet game that kids are playing.
I still think that we should be worried about this whole theory about the global warming being caused by plants. It's getting in our thoughts. Pretty sure
it's possible
that the plants are behind the global warming.
Yeah, because they've gotten into our thoughts somehow. Like we think that we're smarter than plants because our brains are way bigger than theirs. You're like, wait a second, Kayla, they don't have a brain. You're like, wait a second. Think about microchips. We didn't think we'd get them so small. You know, right?
Right.
That's true.
And maybe they're just like, they're really, really tiny and they're just like really smart and we don't know that. Maybe they've gotten into our thoughts and they're like, pollute, because they love CO2, you know?
Like the trees actually are responsible for the invention of the internal combustion engine.
Exactly. Yeah. Ford was hanging around with a lot of trees in it.
You need to dig up the coal. The plants are just like, they want you to dig up the coal. They want you to dig up the natural gas.
We really don't want to. It's just the plants want us to.
That's right.
They're hooked on it. It's like crack. They're like, oh yeah, we got them doing it. This is.
Give us more.
We need more.
It's a theory.
That's kind of a dick move. That's totally believable, too.
Trees are behind it all. M. Night Shyamalan was right.
Yep.
Mark Wahlberg was on the right track.
The trees caused the happening. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, plants. Let's be specific. Plants. Even though it's being less specific.
Let's be even less specific. The algae. Are algae plants? Are algae even considered plants? Are they their own thing?
I think they're their own thing.
Right?
I can't remember now.
You're supposed to know this stuff, Sean.
Yeah.
I was counting on you, science man.
Pretty sure they are.
Are algae plants?
Yeah.
Fungi aren't. No. What's the
fungi
other one? There's another
one.
There's another
class.
Category in there that I'm missing. I used to know this stuff. I swear, I used to be smart. Once upon a time, I knew things. Then I stopped going to school or caring about them. I just went away. Now all I know about is... what actors have been in what movies?
I'm learning things now. It's just more
learning.
Like bus routes and things that are
important in life.
Yeah. Like, oh, I can save $2 on my bacon at Safeway. Like, these are the things
who
I know.
Who needs
that.
The core data anyway? Fuck them.
I don't need to know about science. I need that part of my brain is reserved for Simpsons quotes.
Used to have conversations with Simpsons quotes.
Yeah, whole thing, the whole conversation would just speak Simpsons quotes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day. You could quote anything, and it's Simpsons these days.
What the hell is it
on for like 30 years?
I haven't had
years,
a
like...
Simpsons quote in a long time, to be honest.
No?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, maybe, because we're getting older.
What? I posted a dental plan on Facebook. It's like, my dental plan. And then, like, right away, it was like 12 comments. So it's like, Lisa needs braces. And then another person just, dental plan. And just kept going. And it's funny. It's just like, there's so many people that just right away know it's
totally
funny.
Yeah, exactly. It just cues you on to the exact right thing.
It's almost weird. Like, I dated a girl once that just never watched Simpsons. She didn't know anything. And it was really? Like, man, you don't understand. Half the shit I'm saying to you is coming from this cartoon.
You're just not going to appreciate how big of an impact one cartoon or another has had on your life.
We were going to sit down and like watch the season. That never happened. Anyway, I'd start crying.
We're done.
Flammable? Or inflammable means flammable?
Too much drinking.
What a country.
I love you guys. Oh, man.
Okay, well, since we did our last...
Only one time a year. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead. Oh, okay. Just explaining my alcoholism. Trying to reason.
Well, I was just thinking, guys, like, since our last episode, we got to engage with this Coney thing. Briefly, at least, because it's been a big thing, so we should probably mention it. I'm going to tell you, I am not one of the whatever 100 million people that have watched this Coney video. I haven't done it, but I will admit here today, I'm coming clean because I think this is going to come out eventually. The truth is going to come out anyway. I just want to get out there ahead of it. I want to try and damage control. I personally. Through and along with the podcast Medium Clever, have recruited 3.5 child soldiers. Myself.
3.5?
Well, one of them was a baby, so he barely counts. Like, really, like you can't... He's not helping anybody out. It's really a long-term project when you're selling, like, a baby soldier.
Right. Well.
I seen the video.
I saw it.
Well, most of it. I think this Coney guy sounds like he'd run a pretty good daycare, you know? Give those kids a fighting chance.
Would there be a bully among them in the daycare? Or would they all be like bullies when they were then, if they were like unleashed on the world? They would be like the bullies of the schoolyards?
I didn't really think it out.
They would probably be the bullies. Because they're all high on heroin.
I'm pretty sure they would be the bullies because they've got guns. You know, you give a guy a gun, you don't care how old you are, you all of a sudden like, holy fuck, I can kill you.
Because they've got guns and a guy giving them tons of cocaine.
Yeah.
Cocaine and heroin,
Really? Heroin too?
He fucking injects them with heroin. And then they just get all messed up and just start shooting up villages.
Comedy.
Yeah. But the thing is with Coney, there's been rumors that he's been dead for like 5 years already.
Really?
Yeah. It's all over the internets.
Apparently the guy that put that video up was caught like masturbating in the street or whatever. He was all high running around in his underwear and vandalizing cars.
Yeah.
You guys didn't hear about this?
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Yeah, man. And it's like, oh, somebody...
that's awesome.
Somebody on my Twitter posted that he thinks that Coney should have a video warning about this guy in America and try to making it like a viral video in Africa. Being like, watch out for this guy. Let's make him famous. He's all terrible. Yeah. But apparently, like, the website, The Invisible Children, was saying, like, that he was going through a stressful time. He had a breakdown or whatever. But, I mean, come on. He probably went, like, on a coke-fueled binge. And it's just, like, with all the money he made. Because he made a viral video, and he has all this money donated to him. And it's basically, it's a charity organization. They do whatever they want. And the people are pointing out that it's, they'll take, like, 80% or something for their own salaries. And they only put, like, 20 or something. Anyway, it's weird because you got to think about it. They are just a charity organization. They can do whatever they want with that money.
Yeah.
And he went out and somehow, I don't even know how he did. Like, I watched the first half of the video. I watched most of it. I got the gist of it. And I really, like, I don't know what he did at the end that got so many people to spread it. But he did. He managed to get a ton of hits, more than he probably expected. Mm-hmm. A ton more money than he probably expected. And you know, what is he supposed to do, really?
Yeah.
What is he supposed to buy? Some mercenaries or something? Like, what are you supposed to do? yeah. with that money. He went out and went on a coke fueled binge and ended up whacking off in the street. And, then, and that's the invisible children guy.
Awesome. Those children aren't going to get any more visible.
Oh, man. I don't know. That's what a fucked up world
that's
we live
stuff.
In.
That's yeah. good stuff. So Coney's been right so Coney might have been dead for years, like Wheels from Degrassi yeah. High.
I mean, he just yeah. made it. Maybe he made
turns
it all
out,
up.
It turns out Coney was Wheels from Degrassi what if, High.
What if he made like the whole thing up? It's just a big scam.
Like Coney wasn't yeah. even a real dude. Coney,
yeah,
like some guy. Like so. Coney shows up. He's in like Oakland. He's like, and he's just like, "What's up, motherfuckers?" yeah. It's actually some guy named Steve from San Francisco. Like. Hey, Sean, do an impression of something. You got any impressions?
I'm going to do a little bit of an Irish impression for you. Hey, it's a St. Patty's Day. How's your Irish? You guys do a little bit of Irish, don't worry.
Oh, me pot of gold. I just
it's now, after me a pot
no,
of gold.
It's, I've been, because I've been, I was, the yesterday I was just started watching this series, this BBC series called Life's Too Short, yeah. starring Warwick Davis, the dwarf. He played Wicket in Return of the Jedi and like the star of the film Willow.
Right.
Have you seen Willow?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So you know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're
anyway,
talking about.
Anyway, so I've got Warwick Davis on my brain, so I'm just thinking of like the Leprechaun from the Leprechaun movies, because that's the other role he's probably most noted for. He's the Leprechaun. Yeah.
Well, what about the robot in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
That's right, right, right. He was Marvin.
Let's give him more credit than the Leprechaun. Because that was a shitty fucking
Are you
movie.
Saying that we shouldn't, credit should not be given to the Leprechaun?
If he wants the credit, by all means, then give him the credit for it. But I just thought it's kind of like a smudge on his somewhat decent record.
Well, the good news is they're rebooting the franchise.
Oh, boy.
They're bringing Leprechaun back, and it's being co-produced by the World Wrestling Entertainment. So I can only assume that the wrestler Hornswoggle will be the leprechaun, or maybe the giant Irish guy they've got, the Seamus guy. I saw him on Conan,
but he's too big to
giant
be a leprechaun.
Pasty. Well, maybe that's the angle they're going with. It's gonna be the new Leprechaun series with a gigantic, frightening monster leprechaun.
Maybe. You never
sure,
know.
Sure, why not?
Those WWF movies are so funny.
Are they? Are they funny?
Yeah.
Like, they're funny?
There's a horror
funny
movie.
Funny ha ha?
No, like, no, not like legitimately funny. Like, funny in the sense like it's really sad. Like, aww, the horror movie
did
with
their
Kane.
Best. The horror movie with
See
Kane.
No evil.
Oh, man. I don't even know. I don't think the only one I can really remember watching is Walking Tall. I watched the Walking Tall remake.
I don't think that was a WWF movie.
I think it was. I'm pretty sure that Vince McMahon's one of the producers, if you looked at the credits.
The McMahon machine?
Sure, why not? This all started because I was trying to do an impression, right? Ooh, me pot of cold. I got nothing. Hearts and stars and horseshoes, clovers and blue moons, pots of gold and rainbows, and me red balloons. That's all I got. I got the Lucky Charms out, guy.
Diddly diddly dee. Oi. Seamus said
You said you haven't been playing much video games lately.
No,
what's the last thing you've been playing?
Team Fortress 2 is about my game.
Yeah, that's like your game? Yeah. That's what you play?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's one of my multiplayer games, too.
Yeah.
You like the hats?
No.
It's a game of many hats.
It's kind of nostalgic for me because like the first computer game I ever played online was Team Fortress.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah. I played TFC a lot.
Back in the day. Two Fort and all that.
Okay. Okay.
But it's still fun. I don't know. Like, it's got a really good class balance.
For sure.
They keep adding to it right now. The way that Steam and Valve has been building with their industry, it's just like so smart. Like
definitely.
It's like they're the Apple of video games.
Yeah, just, absolutely.
And what they've done with Team Fortress 2 is really quite amazing right now because they add to it so much, like so quickly, by getting people to build for them. Just like Google and Facebook has like companies making apps for them and whatnot. It's smart. But I don't know. I haven't had as much time. You know, I'm like at the age where I'm like, just don't have the time to sit all day and play.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, I try not to do that, but sometimes that happens.
Yeah, you know, I really didn't just, have
spend
to
spend the day playing Call of Duty or something.
Yeah, I didn't have to make that change until fairly recently, really. Just like
find a game right now I can play with my girlfriend, like just
okay. Rayman Origins.
Do together. What's that?
Rayman Origins.
Rayman? That's yeah, a good one.
It's really good. For a platformer.
Is that like a Wii game? Or
no, it's for everything. It's for PlayStation, curious. Xbox. Okay. I think computer as well.
Cool.
Wow. Let's
look into it.
It's really good. Yeah, download the demo. Like, my girlfriend doesn't play video games, and she loves Rayman.
Yeah.
Ubisoft, well, good, if you're like, listening, we'll accept like any yeah, sort of promotional consideration.
Yeah. Cool.
You can play at the same time. Yeah.
What's that?
I was saying, if Ubisoft is listening, that we will accept any form of promotional consideration.
Yeah, free copies of
Rayman Origins would not be
for me and my girlfriend.
For
and Assassin's
all
Creed.
Involved. Please,
and Assassin's Creed.
I know you're out there, Ubisoft. You're monitoring this
Splinter
right
Cell.
Now. They
yeah.
Splinter Cell.
They publish it or something.
I see.
I don't know. You could send us free copies if you want.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
Really, anyone out there with products that are things, you know, send us an email to email@medium. What's our
email? You don't even know the email.
Send us an email to email@mediumclever.email, and and we'll tell you where to send your promotional gear, and we'll rant and rave about it. Promise.
Yeah.
Send us something shitty. We'll say it's great.
What have you been playing, Brett?
Oh, boy. Well, for me, it's this time of year is great because a couple weeks ago, the baseball games for this year came out.
Oh, yes. You're a big
so,
sports
guy. So, you know, I had to have MLB 12 The Show so that I could play pretend baseball. I also like to play pretend basketball and pretend hockey and pretend fighting. So I got a nice balance
a
of pretend things that are things that you could actually do in real life, but I do them for pretend instead.
It's a way to do it.
Yeah, and if I ever get bored of that, I can be Batman, and that's, you know.
That's all right.
Who doesn't want to be Batman?
Who doesn't want to be Batman?
Really, if you're having a bad day, you could probably sit down and pretend to be Batman for a while, and you'd be feeling all right.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, like, you don't really want to put yourself...
Sure I've done it.
You don't really want to transport yourself to that mental place that Batman is in because he's a fucked up character. He's a screwed up dude. But if you can be Batman for just a couple of hours, that's cool. It's like being John Malkovich. You don't want to be John Malkovich all the time. But you'll take that little tunnel and for a couple of hours you can be John Malkovich.
For sure.
Then you'll land on the Jersey Turnpike. But it's okay. Is that a nerdy enough reference? Am I going deep? Going deep into the mid-90s psychedelic weirdo movies? I don't know if that's the right way to describe that film.
Psychedelic weirdo
it's
movie?
Probably not psychedelic, but definitely weird.
Never seen it.
It's got that going for it. Well, then I'm glad that I made that reference because
never seen
went
it.
Right over everyone's heads. Yay! I'm good at that. I can do that. I got no problem with that at all. You been playing Mass Effect 3, Sean?
I have been playing Mass Effect
3. Has it ruined your life yet?
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah? Are you a man shepherd or a woman shepherd?
Man Shepherd.
Okay.
I went Sentinel.
I don't know what that means.
They have tech armor that can protect extra bullets and explode. Do area of effect kind of thing. No, but actually the multiplayer on Mass Effect 3 is really good. It's actually... It's taken more of my time than the single player has, actually.
That is surprising.
Because, every third wave of enemies you get, it's kind of like a horde mode, kind of like Gears of War 3.
Oh, okay, right.
And every third wave, you get a chance to make credits. And if you get enough credits, you can buy like these little packs that are kind of like the old Magic the Gathering booster packs back in the day.
Okay.
It'll include like a couple different items you can use in battle, or new weapons, or new classes. So it's like a never-ending...
So it's got like a seriously deep unlock system.
Yeah.
Well, sure. That's great. That gives you lots of good time feelings.
For
like
sure.
You can level up weapons. Like you accomplish things, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Sure. I don't know what we're doing
so,
here.
That was what we're playing on Medium Clever. This is the St. Patrick's Day episode.
Just keep recapping, Sean.
And
St. Patrick's Day. We're all having what's super high energy here on the London, day after St. Patrick's riots. Day.
There's apocalyptic
riots, gardens. London, Ontario. The trees are after you. The North Pole's an asshole.
Ouija boards are dicks.
The North Pole's an asshole.
The North Pole. And Ouija boards
are dicks.
Ouija boards cannot be trusted. Don't wear condoms on your fingers, kids.
It's a dick move. Go back and forth. Something.
You know what? I'm just going to wrap it up right here.
Let's wrap it.
It's a good time.
Thank you for listening
to Medium Clever, probably.
Thanks, Caleb, for joining us.
Thank you, Caleb.
Thank you for having me.
You can see Caleb open mics in Winnipeg, Sunday nights at the Cavern on Osborne, Thursday nights Standard on Sherbrooke. Anything else, anything coming up in particular, Caleb?
No, the open mics. Okay.
And it's the week of March 19. If you happen to be in an area where you could pick up a copy of the U of W student newspaper, The Uniter, there is an interview with me this week as a result of this podcast. So
I'm sure we'll
check it out. Or I'll probably toss a link on the Facebook and the Twitters and such. So if you listen to this, you might be interested in that. And if you read that, and as a result have been listening to this thing the whole time, this episode, welcome and goodbye.